And I'm going to talk a little bit about layers. So layers are used if you've done any kind of design in Photoshop or any kind of graphics design or stuff along those lines, you might be familiar with layers. Basically, think of layers as your Z-axis, so depth in your game. And Construct 2 doesn't do 3D. It specifically focuses on 2D, but using different layers, you can add depth to your game.
And my games need to be super deep.
Yeah.
Like Shrek levels, man. I need onion layers in my game.
Onion layers? Yeah, we're gonna have a couple that we're going to work with. So if down on this Objects tab here, there's also Layers. And I'm going to choose the one that we're currently on and rename to Player. So I'm going to choose Player. And I can actually go in and uncheck that and hide it. So now we can't see where any of those objects were because we've kind of taken that layer away. So we're kind of starting from scratch again.
It's like Photoshop.
Right, yeah, exactly like that. So I'm going to add another layer, and it by default it comes on top, but I'm actually going to drag this down below Player so that this is going to be renamed to Background. And this is where we're going to put the background objects for our game. Now there's a really cool thing, and Gavin, we talked about this earlier today, about using tile maps, which I think is both kind of new to us in the last week or so.
Yes, they're sweet.
Yeah, a cool way to take in some images and create your map, your level, your layout, whatever you want to call it. So if you don't have this tile map view down here, you can go to View and choose Tile Map Bar. So if I check it, it goes away. If I check it, it comes back. So I'm going to do double click and add a new object. And before I do, make sure that background is selected. So whenever you add an object, it's going to go to whichever layer selected.
Right.
So I'm going to double click and scroll down to do a tile map. I'm going to call this tile map background and insert. And now it gives me a sample here, but I'm going to go in and choose one. And this is in the GitHub assets that we have for you guys to get to. And there's a tile sprite sheet. And it pulls up all these different tiles that you can use.
Look at all that stuff.
And these are going to be the different pieces that we're going to do, that we're going to use to design basically our layout.
Nice.
And the one thing I need to do is change this size and divide it by 2. So I'm going to do 914 divided by 2 is 457. And
why am I doing
936
that?
936 divided by 2 is 468. So why are we doing this? We'll see in a second.
Okay. He likes to hold suspense, guys.
Yeah, I have to make sure you keep listening. So I'm going to say okay to that. And now notice this is my tile map object. I'm going to control Z and undo and go back to 0, 0. And then in my tile map, I now have all these different objects. But notice that this little square doesn't quite fit these tiles that are in here. So these tiles are actually 36 by 36. So I'm going to change that, 36 by 36. All right. And now notice when I go over with my cursor, they fit these little squares better. So with this draw icon, I can take some of these tiles, and I'm going to start with this grass, and I can drag it onto the screen and kind of drag and cross and start to create our level.
Really cool.
I'm going to undo that really quickly. And I'm going to show a grid on here so we can kind of see block by block what we have. Show grid. And I'm going to do snap to grid. And this is going to match that 36 by 36.
So you're matching the grid, the size of each cell in the grid to the size of your bitmaps.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the tile width and height of each one of those tiles.
Tile maps, excuse me.
Yep.
I just said bitmaps.
So I'm just going to click and drag this one all the way across. And so that's going to give us some grass. And then they've got a blank square down here with no grass. That's just going to give us some extra dirt underneath. So that's going to be the basics of what we use here to create our game. And I'm going to go in and just add a couple of other things. There's a box in here somewhere.
So I just want to say, guys, while we're looking for that box, we've already made dirt. Does Mass Effect have dirt? I don't think so. Ignore the fact that it's a space game. But just saying, man.
That's right. We're ahead of the game now.
We're ahead of the game. Ace game developers on the spot right now. Why aren't we rich, James?
It's a work in progress. It is. So I've got a box here, and I'm gonna just kind of drag around and add some things for us to jump on. Add that and this one. And so we've got a couple of things here that we can jump across. Now, these are the interesting thing about tile maps is these are not solid. So if I put our player back in the game, we're not automatically going to land on these. So what's going to happen is we're basically going to create an empty, invisible object that has a solid behavior like our platform.
So you're saying right now, excuse me, these tile maps look like ground, but they don't act like ground.
Right. So actually, let's go ahead and do this. Let's put our player back in the game, and we need to make our player level transparent so we can see our background.
Sweet.
And I'm going to actually delete this platform. And now if I run this, it looks like we have ground, but we just kind of fall right through.
Right through the ground. No. No, I'm a ghost and no one loves me.
Right. So these are these tile maps don't actually act like solid objects. They just kind of like paint the canvas for our layouts. So what we're going to do is we're going to take this platform object, and I'm going to make it actually a very light, almost transparent color, just so we can kind of see it and fill here. Maybe a little bit more than that. Maybe 75. So we can see this little blue here. And I'm just going to drag this to fit, and we need to make this fit tile-wise, too. So we're going to make this size-wise fit our tile, so 36 by 36. And I'm going to drag it to this top left corner. And notice it's not really snapping here how we expect. So I can double-click on here and go into its origin. And for its origin, I can right-click and do a quick assign and do bottom left. So notice that little cursor moves here. And this resize should be 36 by 36 also. Resize. All right. And then I'll do his size again. All right, so we've got our box here. It fits in with these squares. And we're just going to put this on the bottom here to fit our grass. And then we're going to, you can right-click and copy. Or you can just Control-C, Control-V, and then it gives you this. And I'm going to shrink this down and just make it fit the platforms that we have to jump on. So I'm going to do this a couple times here just to fit. And it's kind of a tedious process, but when you start doing kind of intricate levels, it's really beneficial to use these tile maps. Alright, so now if I run again, we should see us land on the grass, and we still see that blue. We need to fix that color. But now we can jump across and fall off the level. So one of the reasons that we can kind of fall off there is I basically just went too far to the left. And we'll fix that problem in a minute. But basically now we have the basics of, again, jumping, landing, moving left and right, and then now we have our solid objects, solid ground to back that up. So we are going to add a little bit more to our level. We're going to add some cool things. And I want to do basically, let's say, a couple of platforms that we can jump on. So I'm going to do this rounded one. I'm going to put it up here. And do the straight one until we get out there. And then I can take this rounded one and flip it and do the end over here. And then I want to take this one again and put it up here. And take some of those middle pieces and drag it out. Oh. And then put an end piece back. And this is just kind of playing around with these objects in the tile map. So we've got that. We Let's see, is that all we want to do here? I think that's all we need to do. So, except, let's go and do our platform again. So let's select a platform. And if you get stuck here, remember that your tile map, if you're not drawing with your tile map, you have to come back to the cursor. So if I select cursor, now I can choose one of my objects here. And I'm going to choose this platform, and I'm going to copy it and paste it. And the same thing we did earlier, I'm just going to drag this on top of this platform and resize, make it fit the platform perfectly. And now if I put our player up here and let him fall, he lands on the platform. I don't think I can jump across. I didn't make it very well. But now we still got the basics of our platformer game, including being able to jump across some platforms that are up in the air.